Given the infrastructure and the proximity to the former plant, how does Paducah stand to gain from this legislation in terms of future potential?
Well, I think there are really a couple options for maybe the more immediate future. If you look nationwide, you'll see a lot of research is being done in nuclear energy. I think at this point there are in excess of 40 startup companies within the country that are doing research. People like Bill Gates are getting involved, and millions of dollars being invested. And I think with the USEC site and the history there in relation to the enrichment of uranium in the nuclear industry, I think it would make it an ideal site possibly for some type of research facility to be done there in developing nuclear energy and associated technology. So I think that's one possibility. And another thing that we can look at that is possible, and I mentioned Bill Gates, a company that he has started called TerraPower is actually a company that's developing a technology that, although it's not new, it was first developed back in the 50s, they're kind of tweaking it and working it out to making it a more effective technology as far as a nuclear reactor. And that technology would actually use the depleted uranium that is stored out at the USEC site today. All the thousands of containers that you see out there would actually be the fuel for a nuclear power reactor under that technology. So, you know, it could be that there's some connection there. And I think there are just a lot of possibilities that we may have available to us because the moratorium has been lifted and, the state is showing support for nuclear energy. So I think that's what we might see in the immediate future. And then at some point in the future, possibly seeing a reactor built in our area. You know, as I stated, with a lot of the technology that's going on and the technology that's probably it's going into use at this point are the small modular reactors that folks like NuScale are developing, and NuScale is the folks out at Fluor are involved in that. So, with Paducah's connection with Fluor as the cleanup contractor out at the site, and then their connection with NuScale as far as the small modular reactors, that could lead to something in the future. You know, as we said during the session, it will be the market will decide when we are ready to have nuclear reactors in our state. And I really don't foresee that's going to happen until it becomes physically feasible to have nuclear reactors where it can compete in the cost to build and to operate with coal and natural gas.
And you're talking about small modular reactors. This isn't the sort of stereotype people think of when they think of nuclear energy with the, giant cylinders like the Simpsons or something like that.
The small modular reactors are actually manufactured in a factory, and it's kind of a steel containment shell, and you can put anywhere from 1 to 12 in one particular design, smaller reactors within this shell. And so you would add to it as you needed additional power. And these shells are buried. They're subterranean, which is an added safety feature. And they're just smaller, they're more economical to build, more economical to operate. And the flexibility on the amount of power that they generate will be very attractive to particular areas as that technology is put into use.
You mentioned Bill Gates and TerraPower. There's no hard commitments. Is it just exploratory right now?
The connection there is simply the depleted uranium that is stored out at that site. And right now we look at that as somewhat of waste. And they talk about there being enough depleted uranium there under the technology that TerraPower is developing to fuel this entire country for about 750 years. So that's kind of mind-boggling to think about that. But I think that's the potential that we have with nuclear energy in the future. And I'm aware of all the concerns that people have about safety and the things that go along with that. But I'm also excited about where the research is leading. And I think a lot of those issues are going to be addressed in the way that the reactors are set up and all the systems designed where the reaction can shut itself down without the need for running water or electricity. And that's kind of the way that the technology is going today. So I think that's going to alleviate a lot of the fears in the future. It may be 20, 30 years down the road, but, we thought it was crucial to get the moratorium lifted to ensure a future not only for our area, but for the entire state, because I think there will come a time when our state is going to need nuclear energy to keep our portfolio balanced out in, as far as energy goes, and make sure that we're able to provide inexpensive energy to attract business and industry. And I think that goes along hand in hand with a lot of the other efforts we've made, especially this session with the right to work issue and tax reform, hopefully later on this year, you know, steps to grow our economy, to attract business and industry. And I think without question, energy has to be a part of that conversation. And I think nuclear has to be a part of that. We all support coal and understand that coal is going to be the mainstay, and we want that to happen. But we need to have a balance to include nuclear and also very much so green energy, too. You know, there are companies that will want to use only green energy. And if we can create those opportunities to where they can power their entire facility by green energy only, we would be foolish not to take advantage of that. And you know, that way those industries may be few and far between. We still need to make sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity we have.
Reading through the summary of the legislation, eliminating various requirements, it would be natural for someone to kind of question, how would you address those concerns of potential contamination issues as there have been in the past?
I think there will be some requirements at the beginning to address safety, just like there is with any other power plant, through the Public Service Commission, and those decisions would be made at that point. But I think it's important for the people in our region to understand that enriching uranium and running a nuclear power plant is two different things. And, you know, you're looking at a finished product with the fuel that in the reactor that is utilized there. And these large-scale facilities, many of them have ran safely for 40, 50 years with the spent fuel being stored there on site. And it's also important to remember that as far as that goes, at any point, and we hope that it's going to happen during this president's administration, that the federal storage site on Yucca Mountain will open up. And if that does open up, then it will allow us to ship any of the spent fuel to that site, and it would not be stored in our state. And I would also mention that down in Texas, there is a private company that may very shortly be opening up a site to store spent fuel there. You know, it's been stored on site in dry cast for many, many years now, very successfully, very safely. And so I think the concerns are, you know, I think it gets blown out of proportion quite a bit. You know, and you have to understand that we're looking probably years down the road before we see any type of reactor in our Commonwealth. And it would take probably in excess of 15 years if someone started the process today. And when you look at where the technology is going to be 15 years down the road, it advances every year. And the full-scale reactors are stepping up with their safety precautions on those sites, and with the new reactors, as those technologies are perfected, you know, I think a lot of those safety concerns will be addressed, and you know, people will become more comfortable with that. But, you know, I don't think you can compare the reactor with what's happened out at the USEC site over the last 50 years or so.
It's my understanding that the cleanup that's going on there has another 20 or 30 years left to go on that.
I would say at a minimum from everything that I've been told. But,
yeah.
You know, it's just a very uncomfortable feeling for us as a state, and then, you know, as our region, having to depend on the federal government each year. And I think this time maybe the contract's going to be extended a little bit longer, but not really knowing for 100% certain that the funding's going to be there in the future, it's very uncomfortable. So we have to plan ahead and make sure that, you know, we have all possibilities available to us to attract business and industry to that side and to keep good paying jobs in our area. And I think at this point there are probably around 1,600 people working out at that side, and it's critical that we retain good paying jobs within that industry, you know, for the distant future. Our community and many families paid the price during the Cold War and, you know, and did the work out there. Is dangerous work, and many are feeling the effects from that today. And, you know, I know there have been some health concerns as a result of that. And so our people have paid that price, and hopefully with that industry, we can benefit for generations to come. And again, continuing to ensure that it's safe and technology is developed. And we don't want to do anything that would would put our community at risk in any way, our workers. And so that is obviously something we need to consider as we move forward. But I am excited about the possibilities specifically for our region and for our entire state. And when you look at the economic impact of having a full-scale reactor in within a state, it's huge. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we're talking millions and millions of dollars in economic impact each year, you know, not to mention 800 or so jobs from a full-scale reactor while it's in operation, and then, of course, the jobs in construction when it's being built. But it's yet to be seen with some of the other technologies, you know, the exact number of jobs and the economic impact that it would have. But, you know, anything of that nature, that jobs that are that well-paying is going to be beneficial to our area.